We're the Roscoe's Wild Child, and you're listening to In Transit on Adrenaline Radio.
Look at that girl coming in from the west. She got bright red hair and a blue sundress. Falling off the skin, I wanna dive in. Bend her knees, drop it to the floor, baby girl. I can't hang no more. Well, that booty don't lie. Trapped in a cage, strut across my bedroom, so much rage. Spilled with whiskey, champagne, reefer wine. And I know that I'm gonna win when I get this girl from behind. And that booty don't lie.
You guys are listening to In Transit Radio on AdrenalineRadio.com, and we are live at the station in Whittier with the Roscoe's Wild Child. Say hello, you guys. Quick
hey,
hello.
What's up, man?
How's it going?
How was the drive over here?
Not too bad. Carpool, and you know, you speed and you just dip, you know, do what you gotta do.
I always ask bands this only because I think they have the funniest travel stories of, I think, any other... like career that I can think of, at least.
What do you mean travel stories, like as we're driving or?
Well, yeah, people do crazy things on the road, like yeah. You know, they
like, not sorry, not so long ago, remember that guy that almost jumped out of the car?
I was gonna tell the story when the girl jumped out of my car.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go with that one.
So we're on the 710 freeway, and this girl, she's just like, you know what, I'm not feeling you right now, Glenn. And she rolls down the window on my RAV4 and just hops out the window, and we're all holding her legs and swerving on the freeway. Yes. And this girl, I don't know, she was just weird. And then she got back in the car and she's like, all right, so let's go back to your house. And
yeah,
like,
she had
no.
Like, two personalities.
Pugs, not drugs, you guys.
Yeah.
I love pugs. Stress that. I had a pug party one time.
That, at that hotel, right? Next to the 7-Eleven?
It was in Vegas. No, okay.
7-Eleven in Vegas?
No, it's a joke.
Oh, okay. You guys don't want to share that with us, or are you guys keep that to yourself?
No, we'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So you guys are here, and I heard a rumor that you guys are going to play an acoustic performance for us later on.
Yes, we are.
I'm
yes.
very excited. What's that song called?
We're going to do Booty Don't Lie and True Romance, right?
Yeah. This yeah. song you just heard, we're going to play acoustically. So it's a little different to hear those words.
Which was inspired and written by Lily.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Booty Don't Lie was definitely not written by me. It was written by Glenn.
I'm excited because I was checking your guys' links, which are also online on intransitradiola.com. You guys have some great work, especially on YouTube, and your other social media links. Incredible. Is that all you?
The majority of it is.
The majority of it?
Yeah. No, they give me a lot of credit, but they're amazing, these two. They're so much fun to work with. And yeah, we write a lot together and perform a lot together, so...
Yeah.
They've done some acoustic covers with me that have been great.
And who writes the material? Is it all just like one big think tank, or is it
actually, it starts with Glenn. You know, he sits down and writes it, then he just passes it to me and Lily, and we add to it. You know, that's how.
Some of the hardest part is when I've only known Lily for like a year, and then I think I emailed her like late at night, and I'm like, hey, check out these lyrics. And I told Rigo, I was like, I'm scared to send her Booty Don't Lie and Do What It Do, because it talks about just getting with some girl with a, you know, a nice dong.
Before you guys met in person, or
no,
just saw her and you're like, I'm gonna email her, check out Booty Don't Lie.
I wish that's how it happened, but we had met prior.
And then, yeah, it was like we only met once, and I was like, she was like, yeah, send me anything, and I was like so scared, and I sent it to her, and I'm like, you know, apprehensive, and then she replied, I love it. Let's do it. When are we doing this? So yeah. That's how we pretty much write music, as we pass it along to each other.
That's insane. Have you guys had any road bumps or writer's blocks?
Yeah. We get those. The way that I do it is go out and party with my friends, spend the night on the floor, and someone says something, and you wake up, hey, that's a song.
Yeah. You're a method artist. I love it.
Yeah, it's just like not so long ago, we went out, and we all... we got separated, and every time we do something, like we end up in someone's house, like we don't know them, and like we get that and turn it into a song, you know. So it's life experience.
Like when I woke up in San Diego,
yeah,
a chick's house.
He woke up
just a random chick's house.
No. Like, I was with our old bass player. I woke up, I had like DVDs in my pants.
What? I never heard this story.
What?
It was Halloween, so I was dressed as Aquaman. And then our old bass player, Gerardo, he's kicking me. He's like, get up. And I'm like, 5 more minutes, man. And I wake up and have DVDs stuffed in my pants, in my tights. And I'm like, 5 more minutes. And I hear a baby crying.
What?
I'm like, where are we? So I get up and we have to run like a mile back to the apartments or wherever we were staying. Yeah, that's how you write songs.
Yeah, I just go on really bad dates. And then I come home with good stories and write songs.
Have you guys ever encountered like somebody's like... angry parent, and they're like,
yes.
Who the heck is that?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh,
yeah.
They're just part of the band, just, you know, it's regular. It's
yeah.
Like we played at a sorority gig, and we're thinking it's made nothing but chicks, you know.
Oh yeah.
So I'm there with my shirt off, and they open the curtains, and it's a bunch of kids. It's a charity event.
Oh. Awkward.
And yeah. I'm like, I have pre-baby oil sweat dripping. And I'm just like, I even gave a disclaimer. I was like, you might want to take your kids out the room. And one lady got up and took her kids out.
Yep.
She was like, not having this. You're way too young. And this is, you're way too young to see shirtless men at this point. Right out of there. Yeah. That's nuts. What is the most memorable gig you guys have played? Would you say?
Oh, I would say probably House of Blues.
I was going to say House of Blues main stage.
Yeah, on Sunset.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was a fun, wild night. And then our last song, we had our friends in the audience. They shot off fireworks and confetti cannons. And it was great. It was awesome.
We almost started a fire, but...
It was worth it. They're going to tear down House of Blues
anyway.
They're
going to tear it down?
Yes. Yeah.
I have not heard about this.
I am
not that well informed.
We're trying to get one
radio.
More in.
Yeah.
Before
we
go.
We'll probably burn it down before they even touch it.
Yeah.
We burn, like they literally said, we're burning this.
No. They're tearing
no
it down.
Longer
they're
have
tearing
it
down. Turning it.
We want to burn it down.
Yeah,
we
want to
turn it into
it.
Like a baby gap or what? That's really sad. I should check that out actually.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool. We will be hearing a couple of albums from you guys, or a couple of songs, I should say. What songs do you guys have for us?
We have Booty Don't Lie, 355 Red, True Romance, and we're going to do two acoustic songs, True Romance and Booty Don't Lie for you
awesome.
Guys.
Awesome. I'm really excited. You guys are listening to In Transit. I'm in the station live with the Roscoe's Wild Child, yeah. And we'll be right back after these commercial breaks. It was a clear
black night. A clear what's black up? This is Warren G. You know what I'm saying? I'm here giving it up for Rad because they do a lot of good things for people. Before you drink, make sure that you got somebody that can drive your butt home so you won't crash or get pulled over and get a DUI. So go ahead and follow the route and everything will be cool. And don't be no fools. Peace, baby. Warren G.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Patty Sharkey of Sharkey HR Radio, where we're putting human back into resources. Every Tuesday here at AdrenalineRadio.com between 11 and 12 p.m. I know the workplace can be kind of scary, but we're hoping that this is a safe environment to call in your questions. You don't even have to say your real name. How fabulous is that? So give me a call or email me at SharkeyHR at iCloud.com, and I'd love to help you start to understand the workplace maybe just a little bit better. I'm here to listen to your questions and hopefully help you go through the system. Tuesdays 11 to 12 on AdrenalineRadio.com, and I really hope to hear from you. Thanks so much.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your co-workers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back on In Transit Radio. Remember, this is the place to be to check out independent and underground talent, filmmakers, artists, graffiti artists, authors, bands, musicians, you name it, we got it here on In Transit Radio. We play every Wednesday at 1 p.m. on intransitradiola.com, also on adrenalineradio.com. I'm in the Whittier station with the Roscoe's Wild Child. Very excited. I'm really thrilled you guys are here. Are you okay, man?
Yeah.
Were you sneezing? Or
no, I'm like...
He's touching his beard.
Yeah. You were admiring your beard?
No. I just get nervous a lot. So
you
like,
touch your beard?
Yeah, so I just
noise.
Did you guys hear about, this is a little bit off topic, about that article about beards and something about poop?
Yes, Anna Coli.
And I love guys with beards, and it really broke my heart.
What is that about? Because I didn't bother reading it.
You know the whole thing, when you flush the toilet, you know, poop particles shoot up. So I guess that has something to do with it. You know, when people with beards go into, like, let's say public restrooms or something like that, there's poop particles in the air, so it catches into the beard.
Why doesn't it catch in the hair, though?
I'm pretty sure it does. I mean,
it does, but it's the beard. It's more... I would
think it would come from your own hands, because, you know, you wash your hands, and you put your hands in your pocket, and then throughout the day, you're moving around,
probably.
You're touching your face and stuff like that.
But that is gross.
But I do clean it every day, you know.
That's why I wash my hands.
How do you
don't worry about it.
Okay.
Do you have Glenn, like... clean it for you?
I brush
you brush it like late at night
after you're done riding a horse? That sounds so gross. Never mind.
No, see, like, before a show he has to, you know, scrub my beard and clean it. You know, I have
we
to look
do
good.
Our wardrobe check. I mean, I throw my mom bought me some leather tight pants, and so I gotta throw those on, throw my chains.
Your mother bought those for you?
She did. She's
she
like, here,
like,
you
here
should
you go,
wear
Glenn.
These. And I was like, all right.
Glennie, baby, I got you these leather pants.
She's like, these will look great when you're on stage.
See, my mom doesn't even do that for me.
Really?
Yeah.
No leather pants for you?
No leather pants.
Your mom makes some bomb food, though.
Oh, yeah,
she does. Ceviche?
Woo-wee.
She makes Mexican food?
Yeah, she's Mexican.
Oh, okay, cool. What I wanted to ask you guys this before I forget, and it's a very important question.
Yes.
And I like asking this to all the musicians we have on here. How'd you guys come up with your band name, The Roscoe's Wild Child?
Long story short, Rigo and I, we went to Compton College, and we did a talent show. It's like Compton's Got Talent or something.
Yeah, we did it for the school.
For the school, yeah. And
that's actually where we met.
Yeah, we met at the school. And they were like, oh, you guys need a band name. So the first 2 nights, or first 2 days, we were calling ourselves just the Glenn Owens experience. And I was like, that sounds so arrogant.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, we need a bluesy sounding name. So we just thought of the Roscoes. He's my dog, or he was my dog. And when I first started playing guitar, he was the only thing that would listen to me play. Everybody was like, Glenn, you suck. Shut up. Blah, blah, blah. But my dog would stick around. So we called ourselves the Roscoes. And then Wild Child's the name of one of our songs. And then we have Liliana Wild. So we just incorporated it, the Roscoes Wild Child.
That's brilliant. So it has like a little part of
a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Special. Oh my gosh.
And you guys play primarily blues?
We do blues, rock. We just started incorporating some jazz and some R&B in it. And
like fuse jazz, you know.
Jazz fusion, yeah.
What inspires you guys to keep at blues?
I'm a big blues fan. I mean, I love it. I mean, I listen to it every Sunday and Saturday. And
you have it scheduled?
They play it on another 12. Radio station, like nothing but the blues. I listen to the blues probably like 4 hours out of the day, even when I'm in the gym. So I just go with it. And I think,
like me, actually come from, I'm a metalhead. You know, I love metal. I've always been into it.
And Screamo.
Yeah, very emo. Cookie but he's actually the one that introduced me into this genre, even jazz itself. Because I remember in high school, I didn't care about blues or jazz. I was like, you know what? Forget that. I'm not going to listen to that. And he introduced it to me. And, you know, it helps you as a musician. You know, it expands your limits.
Yeah.
You know, and I fell in love with it. And I listen to it every day.
He and I were actually in a jazz band, and they would tell us, like, hey, you guys need to calm down.
Oh, that's right.
Like, you guys need to relax, yeah. Okay? Yeah. And I'm like, man, you're playing a fundraiser?
I just want to play, man, you know?
Yeah.
This is a charity.
I got kicked out, actually, because...
You got kicked out of the band.
Yeah, because, like, you know, I caught on to the jazz feeling, you know, but... It's so simple and plain. I like to, you know, add things to it. You know, the whole... It's just so simple. And so I would add so much to it. And he'd be like, Rico, stop. Get out. Seriously? Like,
but our teacher was a stoner, too.
Oh, yeah. Our teacher was a stoner.
He called me Hendrix. He didn't know my name. I got an A for two semesters. He's like, hey, Hendrix, man, just play the... I'm like, all right.
And then he would call me white boy. He's like, hey, white boy, or Hendrix, come here.
And as for Blues for Lily, I mean, I feel like I force it upon her sometimes.
Yeah.
But
I like it. I listen to a lot of pop and a lot of country music and R&B. So Glenn was kind of my introduction to blues and started to fall in love with it, with, you know, their songwriting. They're both such talented musicians.
I love how all of you are really open-minded. And I think that's important, too, because I meet a lot of talent. It's not even musicians. It's like other talent, too, like actors or writers. And they like sticking to what they know and what they like, which is a specific genre. And I think that's a little bit wrong because, I think if you limit yourself, you're not going to be able to grow.
Exactly.
Completely. And I think you guys are like a prime example of that, about how if you're open-minded, you guys can like do a lot more stuff and experiment.
Yeah,
it's because we do a lot of stuff what I call running through the tap. It's something that I learned from the Rolling Stones is you try your new songs live and we see how people pick up on it. And if people like it, then we'll go with it. If they don't like it, then we'll change it up and we'll try to fit it to a certain demographic or crowd.
You said rolling on the tap?
Oh, no, running it through the tap.
Running it through the tap.
Yeah, running it through the tap. Rolling on the tap.
What is that? Rolling on the tap.
I was thinking of Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. That was all me.
Sometimes.
That was all me.
No, it's all good.
Great. So we're going to kick it off to another commercial break. When we're back, you guys can hear a live acoustic performance from the Roscoes Wild Child. And we'll be back on In Transit Radio here in Whittier, California.
your skin. So smooth and buttery. Got the 355 rockin'. Make it sound so cuddly. Gliding on the floor. Booty's packed against the door. Bypass your sexy body. Reach your heart, mind, soul. So come on and be my girl. Bite them cherry lips, baby, and light up this world. Come in.
We're back on In Transit Radio on AdrenalineRadio.com. Coming up next is a live acoustic performance. This is The Roscoe's Wild Child with Booty Don't Lie.
Oh, yeah. Look at that girl. Coming in from the west. She got bright red hair and a blue sundress falling off her skin. I wanna dive in. She bent her knees, she dropped to the floor. Baby girl, I can't hang no more. Tiger trapped in a cage, strut across my bedroom with so much rage. Spilled with whiskey, champagne, reefer wine, and I know that I'm gonna win when I get that girl from behind.
My booty.
Drop it low for me. Yeah. Work it.
Dirty tool. You ain't going nowhere, baby, put my
I just need to compose myself for a little bit. That was incredible. Amazing. Wow, Booty Don't Lie. And that's the first track that we heard live, or not live, but pre-recorded. And this is the acoustic performance. Wow. I'm a sucker for acoustic performances. So. Oh, yes. We'll be back on In Transit Radio. You are listening to the Roscoe's Wild Child.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Momentarily, we'll be back.
Hey, this is Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Rad. I'm here to remind you that drunk drivers are still a major killer of young adults in this country. So always choose a designated driver and remember, music lives, you should too.
Getting on in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
That was audio of Brian's actual car crash.
My car was totaled.
You should have gone to Victory Auto Body and Paint, Brian. These guys are fantastic. They work with all the major insurance carriers for the best possible prices. I've personally used them several times, and they do excellent work. Check them out on the web at victoryautobody.com. That's victoryautobody.com. Give my friend Armani a call at 818-842-7789, 818-842-7789, victoryautobody.com.
You are listening to the Roscoe's Wild Child on In Transit Radio. We are live at the Adrenaline Radio Station in Whittier, California. We have a very exclusive second acoustic performance from the Roscoe's. Very excited. This one is called True Romance. And here they are, the Roscoe's Wild Child with True Romance.
You are the B-29 that rains down on my town. Your lightning words pierce through my night sky. I can wait all along your golden bell tower. Or you can surrender to my romantic power. For your romance. Cause I'm dying for your true romance, baby. Let me tell you. Now the doctor said I ain't gonna use no gloves. We gonna have to tell you right here in the battlefield. Things might get a little muddy, a little dirty. Those red-headed Valkyries come to me with red lipstick and watery high heels. Come on, baby.
I come to fight with my winged sword. I'll be the silver keys on your gold piano. They don't want me around. Oh, no more. They come a-rapping and a-tapping at my fix you up with my red lips and blue high heels. Fix you up with my red lips and blue high heels.
I'm gonna find a way I can push the limits. I gotta find out why my heart bleeds against your beating wall. If I'm not sleeping, it's cause your beautiful voice is on my mind. Cause you're the one that got away from me, girl, just this one time. I'm just a dying for your romance. Girl, I'm dying for your true romance. Let me tell you. Now the good Lord said everything's gonna be alright. You got good friends that'll help you last through the night. While Deb and Andrew, they come to take me away. Melissa, Christina, Fatima, they say, well, play away. My good friend Ramirez says, well, I want you to play away. Oh, my friend say, I want you to take it away. Take it away, baby!
Glenn, you kill it every single time, man. How do you do it?
I don't know. The last part was ad-libbed. I don't know.
That was incredible. You guys are amazing. You guys can see this from at home or if you guys are at work, but we actually have like a giant bass drum here. In the station. I've never seen that done before. No. That's crazy. Do you guys do that a lot? Or
no, this is our first time trying something like this.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. And the bongos, too, they sound really, really, really tight. Thanks. And all you're using are your fingers, I noticed.
Yeah, just my fingers, man.
Fingertips.
And I actually got that from the drummer from Led Zeppelin. Really? I'm a big fan of Led Zeppelin. John and they made a song called Moby Dick, and he did his drum solo with just his fingers, his hands.
That is amazing. We're going to take a commercial break. And we will be right back with the Roscoe's Wild Child for another quick second. And coming up, we have Blue Noise on In Transit Radio on AdrenalineRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Chuck Harold with my co-host,
Paul Tallyho Bristow,
from Security Guy Radio. Regard as a verb, not a noun. Every Monday night at 7 p.m., we challenge the conventional wisdom of the security industry with our plain talk experience, humorous stories, and answers from the top security experts in the field. Tune in each week for the latest security news, enlightening interviews, and a look at a featured security gadget or service.
Join us on the web at securityguyradio.com.
And listen every Monday night at 7 p.m. exclusively on AdrenalineRadio.com.
Do you love leather? Do you own a piece of fine leather furniture? Do you love the way it feels when you sit in it? Do you want to keep it that way? Because my name is Chris Lawler, and I own Leather Care Services. I'm in the business of restoring and maintaining leather furniture so that you love it as much in 10 years as you did the day that you bought it. Call me at area code 562-693-7676. Remember, Leather Care Services. Saving cows one hide at a time.
We are back on In Transit Radio, your number one source for filmmakers. Got indie musicians, bands, underground talent of all sorts. We are live Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and you could check us out at intransitradiola.com or hear us live on adrenalineradio.com. And we're in the station. For another quick second, I'm pretty sad that we have to part ways, you guys. Aww. We have the Roscoe's Wild Child with us. Performed two great acoustic songs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I heard that you guys will be touring through Vegas.
Las Vegas. We're leaving this weekend. Friday. Yeah.
This Friday, and you guys are taking off.
Yeah, we're going to play two gigs on Friday and hopefully two on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then we're going to... Yeah, we don't want to say the rest on the radio.
Not yet.
Naked.
Awesome. And how can fans reach you guys and follow you and stay up to date?
Actually, look us up. You could actually Google us, the Roscoe's Wild Child.
We pop right up.
And we pop right up. We you get the Facebook, and then for Instagram is the Roscoe's _.
And same thing for Twitter as well.
Yeah.
You must do this, you guys. I cannot stress how good these guys are. I'm sure nail it every time when they're live. One last thing, Liliana Wild will be coming out with a single called Moving On. Liliana, do you want to say a quick snippet about Moving On?
Yeah, that's coming out mid-June. We're shooting the video at the end of this month, so that'll be... You know, everywhere. If you just look up Liliana Wild, you can find everything.
Fun and sexy.
Very excited. And guys, like always, if you need help trying to find all these social media links, or if you guys have a past band or artist that you really liked, all of their information will be on intransitradiola.com. And you can visit our page titled Discover New Artists. We'll be back with Blue Noise here on In Transit. Stick around. Stay tuned.
Rock and roll.
Good morning there, Ruckus. What's going down with you?
It's Pep and Dre of the Real Sports Dogs here on Adrenaline Radio. Catch our show
every Saturday morning,
9 to 10 on Adrenaline Radio, 1680 AM.
That's family-friendly programming.
It's a sports wrap. Put a bow on the week that was in sports. Sports banner at its finest.
Coming to you live every Saturday, 9 to 10. That's the Paperboy crew here on Adrenaline Radio.
Wings!
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. My webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Super Thrive, unique extra life, transplanting, and maintenance. Impossibilities made easy. 1,800 60 to 75-year-old trees dug up from grounds of 20th Century Fox Studios. Stockpiled in weather for 2 years, replanted along city streets. The landscape architect and contractor reported not one sick or dead tree at any time. Only Super Thrive could have done this or even approached it. Super Thrive, ask for it by name at your local garden center or nursery.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
In Transit Radio is live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. And if you guys miss out on a show, don't worry. We have everything on intransitradioLA.com, where you can also discover more artists and hear some awesome great shows. Right now, we have just finished listening to Roscoe's Wild Child. I'm going to miss those guys, but they have a lot of great stuff coming up. Right now, I am gracious or appreciative enough to... be sitting in front of band Blue Noise. Hey. You guys, what's up?
How are you?
You guys are dominating the interwebs right now with your music.
Interwebs.
Yeah. We're trying.
How do you guys feel about that?
Great.
Really good.
I'm Zion, and this is Leland.
Hello.
And we're great. We've been working at it for about 3 years now, and yeah.
Would you say that marketing yourselves is one of the biggest tackles or challenges that you guys have?
I think marketing, and I also think for us, the hardest thing is really knowing when you have a fan base.
True.
You know, I think recently we played at the House of Blues, and we were able to sell a lot of tickets to that. And what the promoter said is that you guys actually have people who are willing to come and see you. And
yeah, it's a big deal. It's something that you kind of get you're new to as an artist. You know, you come out and you have people who are your friends who support you and your family, and you're used to that. But when you start getting relatively what you might call a stranger or something as an acquaintance who's coming out to support you, it's a whole new feeling. It's like this person really is appreciating you for your art, not just because they're your buddy and they're trying to help you out.
A great example of that, we did a Battle of the Bands show, and this woman who was just there, she said afterwards, she's like, I want to come and see you guys for my birthday. And we were like,
that was
okay.
Crazy.
That's
yeah.
an amazing
yeah.
feeling.
Like,
we were like,
you guys killed right. it that night.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, we got second place, but at the same time, that's it was just for, to bad. Have her. Yeah. But to have her say that, it was really, it was an odd feeling. It was a great feeling, but at the same time, it was like, wow.
It's new. It's yeah. good. It's really positive.
It was a win-win situation then, right?
Exactly.
You got the experience. You got some new fans.
Exactly.
And well, did you guys get like an award or like a certificate?
Not this time.
No,
not this time?
Only first place got it.
Yeah. They got $500. But before
hacks.
Exactly.
well, we're very great. Excited to hear you guys. We're very excited that you guys got a chance to come to In Transit,
yeah.
Talk to us for a little bit. Your new single, Soiree, and Take It Down.
Take You Down.
Take You Down.
Yeah.
How'd you guys come up with those names, and what are those songs about? Primarily to you guys, not what your fans may think or their interpretation, but where you guys wanted to go with it.
I mean, soirée is, for those that don't know, it's French for a nighttime party.
And soirée.
Soirée. And, yeah, that's just a song about fun, having a good time. You know, we were in a part of our lives and our career that was just, you know, it's an uphill battle the whole time. And so we wrote a song that would not only inspire other people, but inspire us to keep going. It's a very uplifting, inspirational song. It's just about having a good time and enjoying life.
It's high energy. It's a dance
very
record.
Very high energy.
We wanted a song that could be played at my birthday, your birthday, Jesus' birthday,
everybody's
mitzvah,
birthday.
Everybody's
you know?
Birthday.
We wanted a song that could be played at a funeral. It was just a good song that was fun.
Yeah, forget yeah. happy birthday. That's
yeah.
Soiree. Out.
Soiree.
Exactly. It's all about soiree now.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen. We'll find some way to make it happen. How about Take You Down?
Take You Down. So that was the last song we did for our EP. And to be honest, for a while, people would say that we were whack. They would say that we don't get it. You come from this genre. You do this. You're black. You're white. You're Latino. Like, we had other members in our band, and they didn't understand us. And so Take You Down is it's what it says. It's in the lyrics. It says, said we wouldn't make it. Our souls will never pay. Chasing something higher that seems out the way. It's about that last moment when you really feel like everything's gone and you can't do anything else. And you just have to remind yourself why you started this in the first place. You didn't start it to please others. We started this to really be passionate and touch other people with music and give our gift that we were blessed with. So,
and why'd you guys name the band Blue Noise? Why not?
why not what?
Something else? Or
you know, so
green
blue,
white sound.
Green sound.
Green sound. No, so blue, we all like blue.
Yeah.
That's our favorite color. And noise is something that's relatively, people hear it and what do you think? Negative. You think it's something bad. Like, stop all that racket. Be quiet, you know?
Right.
But we're turning noise into something that's positive. We're bringing beautiful music and we're bringing a fun energy. And we're just, yeah, we're changing a negative into a positive situation.
Were you guys a little bit nervous about starting the genre or adding to the genre?
Most definitely.
Yeah, a big thing is, like Zion alluded to earlier, we come from different genres. Yep. I personally come from more of a punk background, and Zion comes from more of a
R&B soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I grew up on Erykah Badu, Prince, Michael Jackson. And
so, I mean, we wanted to find a genre that we could both feel comfortable in expressing what we thought as our strong points. And the electronic scene has the ability for Zion to express his fullness in his voice and in his very big, powerful, soulful voice. But it also allows me the kind of angst and the high energy that a punk band would allow me to do. So it's a really good balance. We, you know, it was weird because neither of us had honestly ever been into the electronic music. Like, it wasn't our genre that we were comfortable and knew well. We didn't know any of the people in the industry. We didn't know any of the fans. Completely new to us. But we knew it was something that we could do really well creatively, and so
we connected with it. You know, electronic music is it has this feeling of freedom.
Totally,
it has this feeling of rebelliousness. Yet it's like a organized chaos in a way.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was about to say it's like an organization of I don't know what anarchist type people. Like it's they are kind of against the system but for each other.
Yeah.
And so it's a really beautiful kind of contradiction.
They have a there's in the EDM community there's a saying called PLUR, and it's peace, love, unity, respect. And you know that really resonated with us because you know in this world it can be a harsh place, and if we create something that allows people to feel free and allows people to feel, you know, limitless, that's amazing, and that's what we like. So
true. Yeah, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
I love it when we have individuals who wake up one morning and they're like, you know what, let's start this band. It could be with, you know, a couple of friends or an ad somewhere on MySpace, or if that's still a thing, or Facebook or Tumblr, or, you know, and you have, you know, a mix between friends and strangers, and you have this ultimate goal at the end, which is, you know, let's all love one another. Let's let's have peace in the world, because there's really no need for hate or, you know, segregation or any of that stuff.
No.
True.
And I think that your music really does display that.
Thank you.
And it shows that. I'm really anxious right now. I'm a very anxious person, if you guys can't tell.
Woo!
I'm very anxious. I want to hear some of you guys' stuff, and I'm sure our listener base does too.
Let's start with Take You Down.
Take You Down.
Take You Down.
You guys are hearing Blue Noise. This is their single, Take You Down, and you're listening to In Transit Radio on AdrenalineRadio.com.
Said we wouldn't make it, our goals we never paid. Chasing something higher that seems out the way. In this night, no sleep, the price you pay. We have only just begun. No, what we want, all what they want. No, what we want, all what they want.
Look back, look back, how far we've come. We're so
I don't get it, you guys. I don't understand how people can listen to that and just say, it's not my thing. Like, I don't get it.
Appreciate it.
And I don't know whether it's just me or the industry that I'm in, but I love hearing things like that because it's a nice break, especially like in hip hop now. We hear the same stuff every single time and every single song that's played. If you guys really notice, they use like the same effects.
Yeah.
In every song.
Right, exactly. Same kind of post-production type of like, oh, this sounded cool in that one album. Let's just keep doing it.
Yeah, it's all the same producers, and it's all a money game, really. So the creativity actually gets cut. But when you have stuff like this, it's a nice like reminder that there's still people out there that they want to do something new, and they'll do whatever it takes to get this stuff out there.
Yeah.
And to get heard.
Appreciate that.
And you know what? If bands and musicians, including yourselves, if you guys work hard, hard work always pays off.
Yeah.
No matter what. It might take a year, 2 years, 30 years, but hard work always pays off.
Always.
And I think you guys are proving that every single day.
Thank you
so much.
And I really did enjoy that song, Take You Down. What inspires you guys to make music, or how does this music process come into play? Because I know, like, for example, when acoustic bands or electric bands play, they start out with the guitar or they start out with the lyrics. How does an electronic band start off the process?
I think for us, we're both very different. I write primarily the lyrics for us, and I write from a very emotional standpoint. Like, if I'm upset about something that somebody said about us, or if I am going through a bad relationship or something like that, I'll write about that. And as far as instrumentation.
Yeah, when it comes to instrumentation, that's actually a fairly new road for us. You know, as like I said, we come from different genres and stuff, and we have some other band members. Like Zion and I are the, you know, the leads of the group. We have some instrumentalists who help record and play with us. So it's been a bit of an adventure, kind of trial and error. You know, first we would start off by having a producer create like a skeleton track of just kind of cool synths and sounds that they thought that would sound cool, and then we put the instruments over it. Sometimes we'll record just instruments like drum and bass, come up with a cool groove, and then put synths on top of that. It's been an experiment of trial and error, and you get different results from trying different ways. You get different sounds by putting the first instrument or the drums first instead of the guitar first, because everyone vibes off of the different sounds differently. So we don't really have a one solid singular way we write songs. It kind of they manifest themselves in whatever way they do. It's just it's been an experiment the whole time.
But
it's been
the
fun.
The one consistent result, to be honest with you, is that people connect to our passion for what we do.
Right.
They connect to the fact that, you know, these guys are very different, but we love what we do, and you can feel that when we're performing. You know, people see that, and that's above recording. Performing is where we excel.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely,
it shines through.
Yeah.
That's I had a question that I really wanted to ask you. It just slipped my mind. Oh, the term that I wanted to throw out there. Your guys' process is what I call Frankensteining it.
Yeah.
Pretty much where you guys are just taking different parts of recordings
good.
And then just, you know, building this not monster, but, you know,
monster, so you could call it a monster. It's fine. Yeah. Like, we like negative things that are considered negative words and turn them into something. That's what we're
but
all about.
But a monster can be something great. Like, yeah. You know, there's the Goliath that, or a monster can be something great. Forget what I'm saying.
I agree. Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, there we go. Oh,
there saved
go.
It.
There we go. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Perfect. So your EP is called War in a Place Called Home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very quickly, how'd you guys settle on War in a Place Called Home?
Leland had actually suggested it as a song title, and I was like, that actually sounds like an EP title.
It yeah. sounds sick.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It yeah. sounds really sick. Great job.
Woo!
We are going to be played off the air with their other single, Soiree.
Soiree.
Mm-hmm. Which,
Soiree, it's the party.
There you go. Ending things today on a party note, because
yeah,
that's
definitely.
The best way to go.
Thank you so much for having
yeah,
us.
Yeah, thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Guys for coming down. I'm sorry it got kind of cut short today, but you know what?
Okay.
We'll have you guys back.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Love to.
And
we're
you guys,
working on our new EP, so when that's done, we'll come back.
Awesome. I'm very excited
heck
already.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. And as always, you guys, our listeners, can check out more of Blue Noise and their upcoming singles, Soiree, Take You Down, and their EP, War in a Place Called Home.
And we're available anywhere, like on iTunes and Spotify and SoundCloud. We also have all of our social medias, like Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff, BLU_NOISE. Blue Noise. Yeah.
Definitely check that out. And as always, too, if you guys need a one-source stop, you can visit intransitradioLA.com. We'll have all of Blue Noise's links there for you guys in a convenient one-page layout.
Ooh, convenient.
Very beautiful. Yeah. Makes it very easy to stay on track. You guys have been listening to In Transit Radio on AdrenalineRadio.com. We're live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. And here is Soiree by Blue Noise.
Yeah, baby.
Don't worry. I dream in shades of greens, purples, and go, go, go. It's my party, enriched by the thought of you growing glow, glow, glows. No stalling. You came around from afar, now I'ma make you a star. It's my party. It's played out here with angels and ballroom flows. Where you're going, but seeing where it is, it's so naughty, flowing down the river of fire, that's the biz, it's still naughty, ha, you know what I'm about, so feel free to scream and shout, get with it, it's played out.